This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Instead of shining a light on the important work of local public health officials, the pandemic has led to a public backlash against them. Large health systems want hospital home waivers to stay. And Walmart enters the employer-sponsored coverage market. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Tuesday, October 19th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in under 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show. Instead of shining a light on the important work of local public health officials, the coronavirus pandemic has led to a public backlash against them, causing hundreds to quit and in many places limiting their powers to contain future outbreaks, leading some health departments to therefore feel less prepared for future public health crises. This is the devastating conclusion of a New York Times investigation. The reporters interviewed hundreds of local public health officials from nearly 300 departments. The Times found at least 500 public health officials have left their jobs since the start of the pandemic. As has been widely reported, many have been threatened, yelled at, or harassed for recommending mask requirements or imposing other public health restrictions. In the last 19 months, more than 100 new laws in at least 32 states limit public health agencies' powers to impose mask mandates, implement lockdowns, or fine people for violating health restrictions. Florida is now fining counties millions of dollars for imposing vaccine mandates. In Kansas, individuals can now sue state health agencies for imposing mask mandates or other lockdowns. Laws in other states limit how long emergency powers last or require lawmakers to approve health orders. And even though the federal government dedicated more than $7 billion of COVID-19 relief money to hiring public health workers, it's only temporary. Departments say what they really need is to hire more permanent staff to do long-term public health work, not just related to COVID. Public health workers told the Times the singular focus on COVID has also led to increases in drug overdoses and outbreaks of sexually transmitted diseases. Mayo Clinic and Kaiser Permanente, along with 11 other health systems, are joining forces to lobby for the permanent expansion of acute hospital-level care at home. The group called the Advanced Care at Home Coalition wants to continue the hospital-at-home progress gained during the pandemic. Since last winter, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has granted more than 175 hospitals in 33 states the acute hospital care at home waivers that reimburse them for caring for traditional Medicare patients at home. But there's concern that if the federal government lets the public health emergency lapse in December, when it's scheduled to, before making these flexibilities permanent, health systems could lose this progress if Medicare reimbursement ends. The Mayo-Kaiser Coalition builds on the system's $100 million joint investment in the hospital-at-home company Medically Home, announced earlier this year. The Boston-based company is one of a handful offering virtual hospital solutions, which include coordinating with hospitals and doctors to provide in-home clinician visits, 24/7 communications, and monitoring. While interest in the model has surged during the pandemic, the first hospital-at-home programs were actually launched decades ago in the 1990s. Since then, several studies have shown the model provides care at the same quality as an inpatient hospital admission, but at a lower cost. Several market forces have driven a rapid expansion in the model across the last year and a half. Health systems are increasingly looking to hospital-at-home to address emerging consumer demand for care outside of the hospital and achieve the longer-term goals of providing flexible, lower-cost acute care capacity. Payers are also looking to add hospital-at-home capabilities to their growing virtual and home-based care platforms to manage acutely ill Medicare Advantage patients in a lower-cost care setting. Earlier this year, Amazon, along with Utah-based Intermountain Healthcare and St. Louis-based Ascension, launched a separate coalition to expand home-based care. The group called Moving Health Home is advocating for policy changes to make home care more broadly available and reimbursed by both Medicare and private payers. Walmart is partnering with healthcare startup Transcarent to target the self-insured employer market. Transcarent, led by Livongo founder Glenn Tolman, is a healthcare tech company that targets the self-insured employer market. It's an add-on to existing benefits plans, and employers don't pay to sign up. But once they do, Transcarent, which has risk-based contracts, helps navigate employees to get lower-cost care and split savings with the companies. The partnership announced Friday means that Transcarent will direct its clients, which Modern Healthcare reports are about 100 companies with a combined 1 million employees, to Walmart for lower-cost pharmaceuticals and healthcare services. As Walmart said in a press release, Transcarent will serve as, quote, the on-ramp, unquote, for self-insured employers and their employees to get pharmacy and other healthcare services at Walmart. Walmart has been slowly putting together all the pieces of the healthcare puzzle. 20 comprehensive primary care clinics, pharmacy, telehealth, and a Medicare Advantage insurance brokerage to be a formidable disruptor. This is Walmart's first big move into the employer-sponsored health insurance market, which represents more than 60% of the roughly 180 million Americans that get their coverage through their job. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, French drug maker Valneva announced its COVID vaccine induced higher immune responses with fewer side effects during a clinical trial than AstraZeneca's shot. The company is in discussions for contracts with the EU and COVAX, but the UK just canceled its contract for vaccines with the company. Shares were up a whopping 40% on Monday. The broader healthcare sector was down about 0.75%. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.